thought that Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth very clearly laid out the arguments around global warming, the need for action, the need for immediate action, the root causes, the science in an abstract sense of the question. And then the fact that it wrapped itself into this personal quest and allowed certain moments of his family life and the loss of his older sister, that was just, touching and human, and that was great. What I felt was the great problem in his film is that he refuses again and again to the systemic opposition to measures which would counter global warming, which comes exactly from the military-industrial complex to which he himself is beholden. And one sees him endlessly hopping onto airplanes and cabs and other not energy-friendly devices in the movie, even as he's suggesting in a series of titles at the end that we should take all care possible to reduce our own energy usage. I believe that this call to do something about global warming is a call which enacts itself on a local personal level as well as on national or global levels, and that it would finally require some personal kinds of sacrifice, which Gore is unable to articulate because he feels that would be unpalatable for his audience. And on the other hand, he refuses to acknowledge the power of large industry, of multinational corporations to be able to fund presidential campaigns, senatorial campaigns, governor campaigns. And this, because of the way the funding structure works in the United States, it has undermined the possibility of democracy. And his failure to articulate these systemic abuses is also a failure, I think, of democracy. And the film carries that failure forward. The other movie is a horrid piece of propaganda by those who feel that the very small percentage of people in the world who are becoming extremely wealthy are not wealthy enough, and that the large number, the vast majority of the people in the world who are poor, the 50% of the people of the world who are living on less than $2 a day, for instance, should live on even less. The filmmaker rounded up a group of so-called skeptics, so-called academics, who attempted to refute even the very notion that there is global warming going on, using a series of hocus-pocus tricks and charts which weren't real, and excerpting meaningless editorials from the newspaper, just some crackpot words, and then throwing a whizzing Cuisinart it, or sort of spinning it all together into a fast-moving, attractive package under the guise of so-called investigative journalism. It simply echoes the very worst of the kinds of state propaganda movies that I think are only too familiar here in the Czech Republic.